Harley-Davidson returns Revolution Max production to U.S. Harley-Davidson has announced that it will move production of its Revolution Max engine platform from Thailand back to its factories in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, reversing a 2024 decision that had angered the machinists' union. The company's shift is expected to create hundreds of new American manufacturing jobs and retain dozens more. This move marks a significant departure from Harley-Davidson's previous strategy of outsourcing production to Asia. The Revolution Max engine platform is a liquid-cooled, 60-degree V-twin engine that was first shown publicly at EICMA in November 2019. It has been used in the brand's first adventure touring motorcycle, the Pan America, since its introduction in 2021. The engine's design and production were initially handled by Harley-Davidson's facilities in Menominee Falls and York. Harley-Davidson's decision to shift production to Thailand in 2024 was met with criticism from the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, who saw it as a betrayal of American workers. The company cited changes in U.S. trade policy under the Trump administration as the reason for the move, but this explanation did not sit well with union representatives. The reversal is part of Harley-Davidson's new Back to the Bricks strategy, which aims to revitalize American manufacturing and union jobs. This approach is a significant shift from the company's previous focus on global production and outsourcing. Harley-Davidson expects to build more than 100,000 motorcycles at its York facility in 2027, with the first American-built Revolution Max bikes expected to reach dealers as 2028 models. This increased production capacity will support dozens of additional American manufacturing jobs. The move is also expected to have a positive impact on Harley-Davidson's brand reputation and customer loyalty, as the company returns to its roots in American manufacturing. By investing in U.S. factories, Harley-Davidson is signaling its commitment to the country and its workers. Harley-Davidson CEO Artie Starrs has stated that the decision was made after months of planning and analysis. The company cited changes in U.S. trade policy as a key factor in its decision to bring production back to the United States. The return of Revolution Max production to U.S. factories is a significant step towards Harley-Davidson's goal of revitalizing American manufacturing and union jobs. By investing in U.S. facilities, the company is demonstrating its commitment to the country and its workers.